Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us on the app and you can join the conversation today. And I hope you do because we have a wonderful guest today. You can join us in the conversation at 850-437-1620. And if you have guessed it, it's that time. I have Bess Marks with me from Lazy Boy Furniture. Hello.
Hello, Jess. How are you? It's good to be here.
I am fabulous. And I have to say, the smile, I can't be anything other than happy.
Oh. Well, it's fun being here in this beautiful morning, looking out on the sunshine is awesome.
I love it.
I do too.
I want to be unhappy sometimes, but it's not going to work.
I know. Sunshine, light up my life. I know. It's awesome.
Exactly.
We live in a great place, don't we?
We do. Yeah. We really do. And we were talking just before we came on about, you know, what attracted me here. And it wasn't just the sunshine. It's just an amazing community and amazing businesses. And yours in particular really cares about the community and cares about your customers and servicing the best. I love it.
Oh, well, we have been in this community, in this area for over 30 years, if you can believe that. I know.
Wow. I'm only 29, so.
I know. So, see, that's before you, it was pre-Jess.
Right.
It's a PJ.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. It's PJ.
So, we've been around 30 years. We've been in Mobile, Spanish Fort, and Pensacola, and it's just been wonderful. They're amazing communities. I grew up in Mobile and have lived in the Southeast all my life, so I'm a little bit slanted in my attitude that I do think it is the best place.
You're a little partial.
To be, yes.
Partial's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's home.
That's great. It's home. Feels good to be home.
It does. It does.
It does.
It does, and I don't want to take it for granted. You know, so many times we can take things for granted because they're around us, and it's such a good place, and so much to be grateful for that we can assume that it will always be there.
I agree with you. My mom said, "You're never coming home again." I said, "Well, I'll be
home.
I am home. You can come to my home now." And I have a feeling if she came to my home, it would become her home too.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What more? Where's the chamber? Where are our chamber people?
That's right. Something good is happening around here because people are staying.
Isn't it amazing? It is.
That's great. So I'm new to the area, and I know that a lot of people who may have been here even less time than me, may have been here longer. We always need to learn and hear more about the businesses in the area, and yours in particular, Lazy Boy. You have three locations?
We do. We're in Mobile, Spanish Fort, and Pensacola. I-10 is our friend. Just get on I-10 and you can find us.
I like that. I-10 is our friend. We need to make t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
That's great. I think one of the things that I keep hearing about is the in-home design services, which sounds super exciting.
You know, it is. It is, Jess. That Lazy Boy is a furniture. The Lazy Boy furniture has been built since the late 20s of the last century. We're almost 100 years old.
Oh, geez. I thought it was going to be that new.
I know. We're almost 100 years old, and it's really come a long way. You know, it started with that wonderful recliner that brought us to the party. That's what we consider to be the best recliner out there on the market. And now in power and leather, fabulous.
I have to agree.
It's awesome. And so that brought us, and from there, you know, the company has grown and expanded to be, you know, just a full home, a full and business and outdoor. We don't do outdoor personally, but we do, you know, in-home office business. There's a commercial branch of Lazy Boy. So it's really a huge company, and to be almost 100 years old is an amazing testament to the company itself.
You have to be doing something right if you have been around for 100 years.
Exactly. So you talked to get back to the in-home service. When I like going around the world. I mean, we started over there in Australia. We'll come back over here.
I like
now.
It. Let's do it.
Quick with summer. take
That's
a
right.
trip.
That's right. Travel.
So the in-home design service was really developed as people, as Lazy Boy began to become more of a room store as opposed to just a chair store. And acquired companies that, case good companies, tables and dining room table company, bedrooms. And, discovering the problem's not in the store. If you walk into the store, your problem is not with you in the store. Your problem is at your house. That's where the problem is.
Right.
Something's not working properly. And so you've come for help. So to get to the problem, we need to get to the house. Let's go find out. Let's talk about it. Now, it's not a service that everybody really wants, but it's something that we offer in case you do. And it is free. It's we have professionally trained designers at all three stores. We focus on design. We focus on, coming into your space, talking to you about the look and the feeling. How do you want that room to look? How do you want it to feel when it's complete?
It's going through your head. You're not sure what furniture is going to look right. How is it going to fit? And you bring the experts there to help you visualize it because you know your product so well.
Yes, exactly. And no design. We understand, design, the perspective, the scale, proportion, color, lighting, all those influences that go into a space, because my house looks like this, but I want it to look like that. How do I get from A to B? And right now, the beauty of the internet, the beauty of the resourcing, the beauty of all the things that we have is, there's so much out there, and it's also the hard side too. Because you can look at, we literally have at our disposal, thousands and thousands of products, like thousands and thousands of lamps, rugs, tables. How do you diffuse all that?
Right.
How, if you're not trained in design, you can say, well, I really like that lamp, I like that table. Well, it turns out you get that lamp, it's 18 inches tall.
Right. I'm visualizing all this furniture in my mind spinning around, and someone from your business.
Spins. Yeah, my head's spinning. Yeah,
right. They can help that spin slow down.
Yeah,
it's like you could select the right sandwich on the spinning machine. Now I'm dating myself.
but that's right. No, that's right. What happens is you just get inundated. And so then you get into what we call paralysis. It's like it's too much.
Yep.
I'll just stop because now I'm scared of making a mistake. Because we work hard for our money.
Right. Absolutely.
And for most of us, our home is the largest single investment that we make.
Right. And it represents us.
And it represents us as the face we have to greet the world. So we want to do it properly. What colors speak to you? And the other thing that we are is, we're marriage counselors, relationship.
I was going to ask about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we deal with that all the time. Every day, yes. And I'm married, so I practice every day, too, on my theories to see if they work. because women love shopping. Women all touch and feel and experience, and it's awesome. And men sort of like assess the problem, buy it, and defend the purchase. It's like, why did you buy that? Well, it was on sale. That was my husband's response. It was on sale. Can't we use it? It was like, okay.
That's how you wind up with a freezer full of frozen sausage. I won't go into that story, but my dad did that. My mom's like, go shopping. Everything was 39 cents at the time.
Well, that's it.
Lifetime supply.
We are good with sausage. Now, what do we get to go with it? Exactly. Exactly. So men come in with just let's do it. In general, this isn't all men, but let's just do it. Let's just get, I need this. I need this. I need this. Check, check, check. Okay, fine. And the female comes in and says, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about how it's going to look, how it's going to feel. Now, when those two are married, we look at him and say, well, this is what she's thinking about. How's that work? Well, if that makes her happy, and then immediately, that may not be right.
Trigger words. Do not say what makes her happy. What makes us happy is have an opinion and please make sure it's mine.
Yes, exactly. So we talk with both, and one of the big fears that a woman has or the female has is it's like, I don't want a big hurly burly recliner in the room. We've gotten as wonderful as our chair is, and it is wonderful. I can't tell you how many I have in my house, and it's gotten a bad rap. You know, like all good things, there's a bad side to it.
Right.
It's gotten a bad image, you know. But Lazy Boy has worked for years to create a beautiful streamlined, you know, recliners, recliners that don't look like recliners. So there's a lot out there to offer. So that's sometimes one of our largest obstacles is, how is that going to look in my room? And so the first question is, do you want this to be the centerpiece of the room, or do you want it to sit quietly and play with everything else in the room?
I want it to be a centerpiece, but I want the person in it to sit quietly.
All right, now that's a different conversation, Jess. That's a whole and we can have that one too.
I love it.
But most of the time it's like, well, I just want it to sit quietly in the corner and behave. And say, we can do that. We've got it. And we had so much fun one time. Somebody came in and, you know, the husband had been given the opportunity to get a recliner. And he had to get this specific one because it was going to fit in the room. And so we did it. And he loved it. And his wife came in a couple of days later and she said, she talked to my husband. She said, do you think it would be okay if I got one of those recliners too? It feels so good on my back. Our job is to make it look right. Our job is to make your room flow, to make your rooms right, to make your to make every room in the house just like a picture out of a magazine, Jess.
That is true. And recliners are not just for men anymore. I know that used to be the stigma, you know, growing up was like a man in his recliner, but something about a Lazy Boy chair for everybody. And I actually love that it's just not recliners. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. It's so much style and so much comfort. And really, the developers are working all the time. You know, as we speak, they're working on the next step of what is it that's going to come, that's going to create a home that's not only good looking, but feels good. You know, our lifestyles have changed radically over my life, you know, over just my life. You know, when I was growing up, everybody had a living room that you went into at Christmas because the tree was in there. You sat in there on big holidays with the adults, a separate dining room, eat-in kitchen, a kitchen area.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, all that's gone. So now we all live in a central room. And you may or may not have a dining room. You may have the dining room incorporated in that one large room. How do you live with that? How is that going to work and feel good and serve you? And how does that furniture flow? And how does it all coordinate? How does this exactly work? And that's what we're here to do.
That's what I was going to say. How does it flow?
How does it flow? How do we make this work? And so that's what we do, because so many times our customers come in and say, if I could just see it. And that's one of the beautiful things about technology today is, you know, we sit down and work with you. We talk about styles, colors, fabrics, the way you want the house to flow. And then we come back to the store and we sit down at a presentation, a digital 3D presentation that will actually show you this is how your room's going to look. And we pull it up on the monitor and it's just amazing. And it's so much fun because, the best part is watching people look at it and go, oh my gosh, that's my room. There she is.
How many jaws drop?
Oh, it's amazing.
We need a chair to lift that.
Oh, it's
that
just
jaw
amazing.
Back up.
We call it the standing ovation, Jess. When it's done, you know, and the presentation's done and we talk about what we had talked about the house and it becomes real on the screen. There it is. It's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that we could really do that. And you know, the beauty of it, Jess, is it's done. So you don't have to come into your house every day and go, oh, when are we going to get this master bedroom taken care of? When are we going to get the dining room taken care of? When are we going to get the living room taken care of? It's all complete. And if you don't do it all at one time, it's okay.
Right.
We can make a plan. You know, let's do the impactful thing, and then let's move down the list of what we need to do, A, B, C, D, E, and come back and get it all done. Of course, it's wonderful when you can do it all at one time.
Of course.
But it's okay. It's okay. We can make a plan because the worst money you spend is what? The most expensive furniture is.
Right. Oh, is it your living room?
The one you don't like.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah.
I should have known that. I'm a bad listener.
No, 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 no. It was a pop quiz, and you did real well.
I got nervous. So nervous. You know what? One of the things I like when I'm listening to you is we want to be comfortable in our home. We want it to be homey. But we want it to be welcoming and comforting to others when they come and visit us, too.
Exactly.
And that's wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, my rule of thumb is, you know, and we all glob out. That's the whole purpose of your home. It's like you just come home at the end of the day, or, you know, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, or if you're at home, you know, during the day, you know, you just, I call it globbing out. You know, you're just like, I just have to stop, you know. And, you know, so the coffee table can be a little bit of a wreck. You know, this can be down. If you can clean up your house in 15 minutes, I'm not talking about deep cleaning. I'm just talking about kind of get it presentable for somebody. And that means you can throw stuff in the laundry room. It's okay.
Hide it under the bed.
Exactly. Like a quick, like what were, you know, a blitz and somebody walks in, then your room is ready. But if you can't blitz your room in 15 minutes, that's, you know, put the papers away, you know, close the books, get the dishes at least to the sink. You know, get the shoes thrown into a closet, fluff the pillows, you know, clear the table, you know, wipe the table. If you can't do that in 15 minutes, then that's when to consider, because that's, it's like, it's not right, my house isn't right.
Right.
But if you can do that in 15 minutes, you got it.
You are there. a rock star.
Yeah, because the pressure's off.
Right.
You can walk in and the house is going to be presentable.
Everything sounds so stress reducing.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I can come to you, I can get help from you, which is going to release all that stress, take all that extra worry off my mind, and then, just like you said.
Absolutely. And like you said, guest room, you know, get the guest room right, which is such a relief. You don't have to apologize anymore.
I have a hard time with that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
It's like, well, we're going to get to this room. And you've been in here how long? Well, 7 years.
That's one of the most important things. When we first moved here, we're like, yes, we have to make sure the guest room is set up. You know, are we going to let guests come right off? Maybe not. But if they do, we better be ready.
Yeah. So let's get ready. Just one piece at a time. It doesn't have to be all at once, but it's a relief. You know, we like to take the stress out. This should be fun.
Right.
Put the fun in furniture.
Oh my gosh. I love that. It should be fun.
Yeah. I think you work hard for that.
Absolutely. I think it should be fun because you should love where you are. And I'm just sitting here wondering, would it be the right move for these couples that are engaged to go buy furniture first before they get married?
Well, if they have a house, yes. Yes, it is. Because you want to, you know, you really want the house to tell you what it needs. You know, I've moved several times in my life, you know, and you've recently moved.
Yeah.
How long? Y'all just been back how long?
We have been back since May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like 6-8 weeks.
Yeah.
10 weeks.
It feels longer.
I know.
I must be settling in.
But your space, you are. You know where the grocery store is.
I do.
You can get to the drugstore now.
Yes.
On filling station, get gas. You know what to do. But it takes a while to settle into your space. You know, you want it to tell you what you need. So you get in and look around. So if you already have a space, yes, do this. If you don't, let's wait.
Definitely. Don't make any quick choices. Let it ride out.
Yeah.
I like to do that. I'm one of those shoppers that will go into a store a couple times before I make a decision. But I have a feeling if I came into any of your stores that my decision might be quicker because you have the resources to help me visualize what it might look like.
And ask the questions. It's let's define what you're looking for. You know, that's what, you know, it's all about. You know, like, let's talk about you. Let's talk about exactly how you want to live in this space. And talk about, you know, the colors you love. What, you know, different colors feed us. You know, we have, you know, for me, you know, I have a palette that is it's a very simple palette. It's very plain. If I get a lot of color in my life or a lot of pattern, it really, it's difficult for me. But there are people who look at a palette that's very simple and very plain and go, I am bored to tears. So how do I get, you know, how do I get, and both are valid. Both are very.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with either one. It's just what feeds you.
Right.
You know, if you love pattern on pattern on pattern and color on color on color, we can do that. And it's so much fun to do it.
That's awesome.
But if you like it just simple and clean and very quiet, I guess because I talk so much, I just need things to be quiet.
I was just going to say, I feel like I'm the kind of person that needs it quiet and simple because the rest of me can be so loud and out there and vibrant. Yes. I need a calming place.
Yeah. So that's what we do. We talk to you. We ask you the pertinent questions about your lifestyle. Do y'all go out at night? Do you entertain at night? You know, do you, are weekends at home or weekends away? Do you need a low maintenance house or do you need something that's going to be a little bit more, require a little bit more of you? Which way is it? Do you want to just walk out, lock the door and say, I'll be back in 3 weeks? And
right.
You come back in 3 weeks and there it is just waiting on you. How do you want to live here?
My panic is, will it be taken over by my cat?
Yes.
You know, or will
no need to panic. Already know.
It's going to be taken over.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think with the right.
Didn't you say cat?
Yeah.
Well, what are you asking? I don't understand.
I know. It was a trick question. I was giving you that little quiz, see what you say.
I've had cats.
I think the other thing that makes me worried and panic with cats specifically is sometimes they like to, you know, make bread on your couch and do the little kneading and like the little nails. But I think that if you have the right furniture, they will just jump on it and be like, okay, nap time.
Oh, absolutely. That is our earnest desire. And, you know, Lazy Boy has addressed some of that. Now, there's some things that no one can fix. But Lazy Boy has addressed the fact that you know, our pets have become more and more central in our lives. And there are all sorts of, we've got all sorts of furniture, all sorts of fabrics that are created to be very pet friendly. As far as, well, if you have a pet, you understand the things you need to be pet friendly on. So we do, we know how we really live. This is for how you really live. This is how you live today. So, you know, with a wonderful iClean fabric that is solution, the fibers are the resilience is in the fiber that is made from the very solution where it pushes dirt out. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
It is. It's incredible. It's like magic.
I mean, even better because sometimes, you know, I might spill something myself and I can't blame it on anybody.
I know. I understand the pain. But iClean will come in, and I had my grandchildren were down and they were sitting on some new chairs that had to be iClean. And of course, you don't like grandchildren, or you don't know this. But they soiled it and cleaned it up. I got it cleaned up. Oh, it does work. I'm a living testimony.
That is
awesome.
I see
my wrap-up. I see.